week, Simon Shin Sadiala, about Beis HaMishkan, which is the thought that the going to a Beis HaMishkan prohibited for 30 days and for Avimo for 12 months. So we're discussing exactly what it means. All the various Gudo has here, but the Shamshin, I found in the bottom what I made reference to briefly last week. In the base Lechem Yehuda, because Masharisa is in Zenith, Poland, Shemachatin, Shinosa, Latino, Fayefa, the Haver, Yosemi, Asura, Anoshin, who was still there, Hoch, and Lenila Lechel, Zel, Varei, Osir. But they're trying to create kibbutzim. They can't get in like a football. The tens of people go and come to the Brit Mila, so that's ridiculous. They want to make sure that I thought it was just Talpeh, it's not just unpaid, right here. The base of Lechem Yehuda. I saw the same Baruch, but he talked about this. He said that the heter of the Shamshin, if it exists, is a very limited one. It applies to a situation which the person is literally in the Shamshin the whole time. He's working all the time, he's working for 5 minutes, and spends 5 hours in a chasana, it's also completely prohibited. Both I think from Rav Shlomo Zalman and from El Yashin, that did. The kitzur, there's not much of a heter for this opinion of the Shamshin. Here we go.
Okay, this is a page race design.
It's one of them to your attention. Okay. Now, in the back of the Tavelis, they have Raphaim Zalman Azolia. I'm not sure how much was discussed last week, if at all. This Kof Gimel, did we open to this last week? I don't remember. Anyone remember? Tama, you were here first? This Kof Gimel in the back, takes out a day. Come on, did you read? We weren't here last week. You were? I don't know. The Sip Kof Gimel, this is written by Rav Shlomo Zalman Azolia. He wrote the inside text, he wrote the outside source. He wrote the inside text, he wrote the outside source. He wrote the inside text, he wrote the outside source. So the Kol Shekain Shem Mutal Lechol Eitzel Chaver LaOnik Shabbos Aotidera Chaver Amutubu Mitzudah Shlishis Atzen Nimshchot Tov Alara Enoch Mitzudah. So this is the Pandama Zoyas Pasch with his Mutter to sit with your friend and on a Shabbos, or his friend plural to sit around the Shabbos. So this is what? Get the impression that the Kol would be offered. We'll get to it later this week. So he kind of considers to be a category of the Farhes. But I got an interesting question. The implication of this statement is that on Shabbos Mutter Lechol Eitzel Chaveiro, Lone Shabbos. The implication of this is that Reuben is an Avelu. He wants to visit Shimon on a Monday, and no one accepts. And he wants to eat supper, lunch with Shimon, he's not permitted to do it. That's the implication of the text. It's Mutter Lechol Eitzel Chaveiro, singular, the carpet shop, owner shop. The Siyaniyah's idea is not so. We don't find that someone who is an Avelis is in Chayla Nachmano Lishma. Number three is to stay apart from the whole world. As a matter of fact, I have some couple of the Yukim and Rashi and the Sugi and the Kut and Chabala. On the day, called days in the days. But Rashi uses an expression of silence. Rashi says, something for Anusa, that they each invite each other, and he invites who? Le Kula. The word Kula is used. Now, why is this expression kulam significant? When he says shemeshalem lahem kudo shenatulo, again plural, he is saying two other guys. It seems to me, how they say in English, two is company, three is a crowd. That the Isser verse, what's called over here, simchas nereus, is if there are three people or four. Or I should say each person is having a unit, three families or three couples or more. However, two, it seems to me, is not included in the violation of Simchas Nereus. Reuben is an Avelis, doesn't mean he can't invite Shimon to his house all year, nor can he go to Shimon's house all year. Nothing to do with Shabbos. In my mind, Shabbos makes very little difference. We'll see later why. So that's why I wanted to argue with Kula against the implication of the Franz Zalman, Margolius, that Reuben may not invite Shimon and I go to Shimon in Avelis during the week, for an entire year. And I thought, no, it's permissible to invite one friend or to go to visit to a friend's house if only you will go. Came nearly. Family, you go by yourself, so it's a tent. Family unit goes together, so that's considered all one. So Reuben has five children and Shimon has six children. And we add up a total of, who knows, 20 people, 15 people around the table. Still mutter, in my opinion, because it's just one family visiting another. Can't I hear nearly? Similarly, in size, and the viewer, this is not Gimel. And the comment on the Achim of Achyoto, of the Neachim, they were dealing there and there, Harvey, when we called him to Dorab of Ayat Echad, Yesh Bahab of the Shabbos, gave him the Matarvish Bey, like the Fayette. Again, seems to me it's with the Bacol as well. And it seems to me that it's mutter, even if they're not living in the same house. The Russian expression was will be called Shenshadarm of Ayatat. But even if not, the Kitter, we believe in the togetherness of brothers and sisters, even if they have, even after they're married. We can say that never a family in our neighbors, the brothers and sisters can't get together all year. There's no such thing, in my opinion. Brothers and sisters are supposed to stay together all the time. Not only on Shabbos. What is interesting, though, is the second Esther, which is meaning it's raw, but I'm a little bit hard-pressed to find a real good reason for it. Meaning is, it's, you know, many shuls, and my shul included, it's half the year my shul, it's there shall the citizens be the minister of mine. You sit around the table, you know, and they think they eat a piece of fish. I said, I'm sure it's like, you know, eat a piece of fish, and they take the zeros, and they have a tartara. Shabbos don't have me, I don't know Shabbos Shuddin. So the minig is that an uncle comes to Shabbos Shuddin. That's most places I've seen. And the question is, have we had it prepared? Fixed it. The question is why? What's the head of the comes to Shabbos Shuddin? Sometimes in our shul, we have a shabbat problem with shabbat. When that happens, I tell the Avraham, don't come. Now that'd be a shabbat problem. Shabbat is at all. or take some food upstairs somewhere, whatever. But regular Shabbat shouldn't be submitting to Beit Kamos. I'm not exactly sure why that's up. We saw one opinion that a small meal is mutter. They had a Suda's mitzvah, so they had Suda's kiddush acharis in Soda Rosh, and they served a little tiny bit of what they call kitznitz or something, pasta kitznitz. So that's mutter. And the question is why the mutter? There were two opinions. One because it's a small meal, and one because it's a mitzvah meal. Perhaps the math of both sheets, but we have both together. The Shabbat Shuddah, because the mitzvah is fairly small, that has to happen to go. Not sure. But it is a meaning of all say that they do go to the Shabbat Shuddah for sure. Now, yeah.
Do you have no much here, Hassam and Afir, Hassam?
Yeah. Within Shiva, that they're living in the same house, it doesn't happen that the father leaves 12 children, and they all pack into the house for the week of Shiva, and they walk out to eat. That's ridiculous. They're together. They're all b'nei bayis, finally together. But it's going from one house to another. That's all the stuff. So that's where you're out of the house. No, I mean, that's ridiculous. No, the family that's living in the house, the poor things together even in the week of Shiva. Now, in the Gilead Maharsha, Shin Sari Al, the first one, where it says that a person is only permitted to go to a Suda's mitzvah, or Mireyas, or Chupa, to do it after 12 months, says the Gilead Maharsha, after Suda's Mitzvah, Ochim. Can you imagine that? The person, what happened? No, the person that avails the best coach. And his brother's getting married. The court that is going to get married, sure, he can't go. Are we ready yet? Havara. The brother's allowed to go to his own wedding. It's a little bit tough for you to show up over there. I'm going to get married. We'll get to that. The next one. But the assumption is that he's permitted to get married and he's permitted to come. But of course, his brother's not allowed to come. I don't know if that's true. Because we already learned last week, all of you from Gilead Maharsha, some of them from the bottom, that the person gets married and the mother's in Avela, the mother of the couple, she's allowed to come. Why should that come? So we have two explanations. The mother, she said that it's Shiva, there's another Oveg. That means it's going to be such a tremendous loss for the mother not to come. The other Oveg is not the only Suri Avera, not only Malach. But we have suggested an opposite shot. Not so much that you're losing out, you the other, the first of the Avera losing out, but rather for Karen. So the cross and Kala losing out. We call it Paranusa, right? But you have a moral obligation to go and to not to. To disturb the siblings. So why are two brothers? Maybe it's a parental occasion where the two brothers aren't so close to each other. So our svara and emotional svara wouldn't apply perhaps. What about a brother of the Mechutin, not a brother of the Chutin? In other words, an uncle of the Chutin, Makala. So we pointed out, not so simple. So when it comes to a chuppah, we were making concern about everyone going to a chuppah. So uncles and aunts, because we make up another chuppah. But I mentioned to you that they have certain places, they have a table set up for the uncles and aunts right outside the door to the dance floor and the wedding reception. And they give the same $100 a plate, paid as fancy meal. And when the dance is going on and the band is playing, they're just sitting outside and watching what's going on, what's happening there. I don't know. I don't see the heifer. I don't see either heifer in that case. The heifer that's for the chosen kala sake sure doesn't apply. Chosen kala doesn't say they don't see them. Elamai for their own sake, number of days, they're going to miss out the wedding of their niece and nephew. And watch the video. I don't know what's done. Their whole shout, you ought to watch the video of your big touch. Someone told me that they watch the rosh, you can't watch the video. Because you watch the video, you're experiencing the same kind of joy, I mean, to a point, as if you were actually there. I don't know if it's really true, but in any event, they can wait till after the year and then watch the video. They don't have the permission. Then you get the uncut edition, you know, the one that lasts for 6 hours, or whatever. So that they can actually experience the whole thing. I don't know what the answer was back. I was at a wedding when the father of the kala was an avelus, and he was dancing as usual. Now they have the 2-star wedding now, some of the special more yeshivish weddings. They have 3 circles. The chassan circle, chassan's father circle, and the kala's father circle. And it's not that there's clearly any friction, it's no rule. Wedding is bigger and bigger and bigger. Then one big circle, it just divides up that way. And but luckily, this man was dancing with all of his friends, as normal. What to myself, as I looked at. Hard to say if it's going to be just going to disturb the simcha hakala with the other side of an invisible water spirit of the pizza. How does she know whether her father is dancing with his friends? I think the answer was a problem. It would be permissible, that's what I'm saying. I'll never get over it if I can't dance with my friends and my daughter's wedding. I don't know. It was so, doesn't sound to be legitimate. I don't know. I was at a wedding not long ago where the mother of the kala didn't dance the kala at all. She was never else. Not one step. Zero. I thought that was 2 steps of those against her mother's children. They don't want me to mock me. I don't know. I thought probably it's a woman bothered the kala. And that bothered her, she wants to go to Moshe, the head of daughter of it. But maybe he says, I don't want to make any, I'm not looking for any entertainment. I'll be willing to have the daughter of it, not dance my daughter at the wedding. I don't want to blame Ellen of it. But of course, it was so true. We suggest that it's not just a question of your own loss, but the loss of the child. The child was so bad, it's the mother's dance with us. Seems to me, yes, that's true. And seems to me that you can't pop the new life on that. And the child is my mother. You really mean it? It's not possible. Who must leave the coolest from Kiyam Amit? Kiyam Amit Shabbat Zayim and says that the brother is Mutter to go to his Mutter. One brother is getting married. Other brother is in Avelis. His Mutter went, Rak Ba'achim Shadar from Lehel Yachim. They normally eat together. What does that mean? It's so marachila, obviously. If that's the case, we can say the whole thing in Mashal. Who says one brother can't go to another to his brother's wedding? It's only if you can't eat at the brother's wedding. No destruction over here is achila. But to go in, you're allowed to go in. And I like to go into the chuppah, which even others support that many people can go in. But perhaps you even go into the wedding hall. Maybe people would have danced with your brothers and brothers, but if you don't dance, then it's going to be disturbing to the brothers. Maybe even a double rabbi for you. You shouldn't eat. If you don't eat, double rabbi. Good for the diet. You have to have a sandwich before you come, and then when you get home, you have a snack. Well, it's so much. That will disturb the brothers that you don't eat. Is that the brothers that you don't know if you eat or not? The brothers themselves know if you eat. My son told me that he was just barely had a kazayas of challah at his son. I thought when I got married, I had a little chicken dinner. I don't know. My son got married, I also had a dinner. But it's a Nesulat Mitzvah. I was dancing. But anyway, I'm just pointing out that eating is not it.
Even though he says, after 3 hours, it sounds like those are going into the
So it's saying, Matir, Rak, the Akha, Shadakam, Lechol, Yachat. It's only in Snap, they're talking about Akhila, the Pasha. The Pasha.
Marsha,
Marsha, stuff. No, it's all a quarter, I find it. Now, what I'm driving at is, if they always eat together, it's not even to eat. Why? Because it's first you said before. If the brothers always eat together, it's a very close family relationship. Not something. I mean, the two brothers, they're the only brothers. The only thing I have in common is the father and the mother. So that's it. But their other brothers were very close. The fact that they always eat together, it gets a tremendous closeness, and therefore the disturbing to both brothers if you would not actually even eat at the wedding. That's the impression that I get from Gideon Mashal. They can reinterpret to me that if you normally eat together, he's about to walk in, and they can't even walk in. Not clear in the lust of Gideon Mashal. The Ramah has a kula, which really normally don't go, but if you're a tzaddik, you're allowed to go. You're allowed to eat by the first meal. What's for the sin? Truth, not really. Oh, by the way, I found in the same borough, a kiddush to me. Why true? We had a case, I think I mentioned to you last week. Wait a minute. I couldn't have heard this. Well, this is new stuff. I was in a shepherd room with my son last week, and it was held in someone's home, and the Bala Bayit is in a village. I was asked in advance, are you allowed to be there? I said, no. His wife is there, his daughter, his sons-in-law were there, and other people were there. I said, it's fine. All right. And, fine, he wasn't there. P.S. Towards the end of the, I guess we went over time. Like, what doesn't go over time? So, I guess, 10 o'clock at night, think about the hey. Call the 7, I think it was called the 7 officially, out there and out the over by 10. Guess he doesn't realize what's on with Shepherd Room. The night before, it was called 6:30, and it benched at 10:30. To avoid overtime, the catering hall, which is square, so it was a little bit longer. Guess I just say the first hour doesn't count. Well, and then, that's it. Anyway, he walked in into the house. I wasn't about to tell him, Mr., please, excuse me, your house. But I found him in his favorite paper, and of course, I was supposed to say to look at him. That was in his own house. He can't go to a wedding in his own house. That's a freaky case. But he may go to a celebration in his own house. I don't understand why. Hard to find him. Moving its work. So I did see it. He quotes it from Posky, you know, these anonymous, you know, Dole Hador, they have the same thing. That it's permissible. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know. But there's an interesting thing which happened. Hold on. Simcha. The Beit Avos. Take a look. Here we go. Look at it. In a Suda Ibn Beit Avos. Mekil Nafil of the Brit Mila. I hear it, I found it. Shamatibik Dole Horo. I knew that. This is always a dangerous thing. Great to tell us. So the Kilan got us through the Shevard Racha of Shiva Beta. So who is Dole Horo? I can't argue with him. I don't know what the answer is. But I guess this man knew about the Dole Horo, so he ended up coming to the end. So now, that's a funny story. I asked the people who were working on the Shevard Racha survey, who are your partner Chadashim? You were the same people all over again. They invited one person, a very close friend of the family, who came, and it was really a beautiful place. It was a mess, of course. Then he left. For bench. And all the people that was became in Sudan, all the fresh face was the father who was an Avera. Oh, we have a poor head there for Adagio. But luckily, I invited someone. Unauthorized. I invited one of a family of mine that was out of town. He came. He was part of the with Tupoli. If he wouldn't have been there, we have to use this awful part of Adagio we talk about. And then we had, anyway, I don't know, but I just wanted to bring it to your attention, kind of shadow came up. Okay, I'll say something else. Tantra, thank you. But I'm all right. End of today. Mutal, they caught us in here to laugh on Sean. To be the Tantra. I mean, normally, I told you, sure, we have to go into a bridge meeting to go eat. You're a Sunday, Galati. Adam Eichel wants to some of my shoes thank you for feel. He wanted me to be the Sunday. I told him, I will pass for the Sunday course. Give it to your brother-in-law. With his wife had lost her parent within that year, with the mother. You know, the brother-in-law is still a buffer, hasn't been married yet, but this makes your brother-in-law the Sunday. Just he'll be able to comment to the bridge meal and eat. More than a minute on the Ramos. I gave a at the bridge club, I gave a particular explanation why I thought it permissible for a tzaddik to go and eat by a bris mila. My real is Yom Shalom. It was Yom Shalom, and the Gemara says, Hadachon called that a father, Nitzche, Tishba, Vilahi. So what Yom Shalom? Most folks of all that, even Yom Shalom is in a mila. Get to that later. It's sort of possibly a different end. We mentioned last week, I think the Dalai Lama Rava says that a student see him as Muslim. And about Mitzvah, maybe Muslim. And the Shabur we mentioned about Simchat Torah being Muslim. Why student Torah? So the Kirei has a children which he says that Rish Mil is a separation to Torah, as we know. And the Tzaddik, who was considered the Baal HaBris, is relates not only to the bridge itself, but also to the Torah dimension. That's why Hopkins, if there are two grandfathers, paternal and maternal, the paternal grandfather is Kadima of Shabbat. Why? Because he feels that the theme of teaching Torah applies to Vanecha, the name Vanecha applies to a son, and to a greater extent. So I want to take a shot in this Ramah, perhaps Lami Tamev and Ariel. The reason, again, I want to suggest is that it has to do with Torah. Sounding as being Machin to Brinsh and Torah, so therefore he's committed to partake of that food. Okay, this is Shin Sari Aleph. Shin Sari Beis is what you would ask before, how do you get married for an Avel? The Shulchan Aruch says, also Lisa Isha Kolam Ad Yom, Asili Below Suda. Ulach HaShlosh and Mutter, Asili Below Suda, you know, don't wait a year. Asili Below Suda. Do you like to get married? Fine. Today, they had a story made for Ishto. You can't get married until 3 regardless here. You may have mentioned this before briefly. It's not right. The person says, wife A admonished them from the non wife B. Chazal didn't want that. This is Taka from Ishto, he died of the Shoshi and Ashniyam. That the time. I mean, it gives the lie to the statement that the Chazal accepted in a positive sense being married to more than one woman. If the way that you get here, if you get married after your wife died, obviously the Chazal would not encourage you to take a second wife while your wife's alive. I have been a Gershom, the one who banned it. I have been a Gershom, made a formal ban on it. It was never something which was encouraged by the but Allah, it's a perspective. Anyway, what happened to Moshe and Kriya Zeridia? Moshe and Tavon of Tanim? Mutal the Kaddish Miyad, the Lichnos Achar Shiva. לא יאמר לה אנחנו שלושים יום אלא מכם עוקים פרק רידיו שעוד מות לא בעלה חזיים זה מחד השם צעדי בי דיפה Of course, for us, it's irrelevant, because we don't have Kiddushin without Nisuin in our minute. So we have to go with the Fumra of Nisuin. And then Nisuin is Pashas after Shem. Let's take a look for a minute at Sim Gimel, which says, Mishalokiyah, Mitzvah Shriya Rizya, Mishida Isha, V'acha Shekhan Tzorach, Akhupa Meit, Achiyah Meshudechet, Mutal Lekhanto, Melovo, Alea Acha Shem. Very ambiguous term. No? I can see two punctuations to this. No, what is, how do you read this gimmick? How do you read this gimmick? Who knows? How do you read
it?
Exactly. Mutal the Tanta of a love Aleh HaShiva. The love Aleh HaShiva is clear. What about the Tanta? When? The Tanta when? How do you mean it? The Tanta when? Yeah. Okay. So the Taz says, Hakla Tanta Kor Aleh HaShiva. So the Tanta Shiva, I feel the Malcolm Hefner of. No way. The person can marry, he is, or she is a Shiva. Impossible. Out of the question. At a past that. Who the creature Harif was there, below Ian, but did Rabbi Natasha got to the rest of his mouth. The creature blew it. That's the fact. No, that's obviously eight, I think the creature's right. Because the creature should have another space. It's really ambiguous. But if you didn't have a Gemara, if you didn't have a Rosh, you never made a time. This was reading, reading comprehension. Mutal Lekhanta V'lo V'lo Acha Shiva. You get the impression of Mutal Lekhanta Miyad. First of all, as Eitan mentioned, if you wait till after Shiva, all the food gets spoiled. So what good is it? That's not Gemukhra, because could the food can stay a little bit. It's left the shiva, can't take the left explosion. That's what state the food is really in. What kind of food it is. In the tour, I'll be doing the tour. The rush was to the man's head. You have to have it with that one like that. Maite be'echa shishide shudecha tarav la'kupo. Acha shishide na'kruin. Hidra be'metav to be part of the kupo tov shloshim yo. The Shafir of Arabia, Shalom, gave us a sheet of those. The Islam, Pope Shalom. Then he quotes Shiva Tarash, listen carefully now, this is the lesson of Shiva Tarash. After the sheet of Megan goes up in Kufa, notice the first case is Karbala Kufa Akash is in a cruel. Not a people, but the food wasn't prepared yet. The second case is the which the Machaber quotes. Acha sheheken tarbi akupu. Umeisa akosa meshudachet. Be a machi, whatever the case may be. Lo fiya shirin rivya. Vihidala lichnos to live all acha shiva. The Hitler's careful. Shoma shayas dobach arameinu tam. Keva shayah lo hefse the dobar him lo yisna. Here's the hit with his heart is right. If the shot at the rush is no longer at a time, and at a time it's not the top slosher, it's the top shiva. Therefore, if you follow the paper trail, it should come out that there's no effort at all whatsoever. The top shiva, despite the implication of the rush of the shivanar. The halacha lemaisa, most folks in our machmir say some of the shiva kind of got out of Talmud. Not with the Talmud in mind. On Elsa Rebach, it took him quite a while to find the Richter Gezivim. And he had a wedding, we went to a certain day, and one of his parents, his father was very ill. Sure enough, the father passed away 2 or 3 days before the wedding. And the not mistaken, the Carlos of Elizabeth, Rabbi Pike, and the Rabbi Pike was the in charge man, and he said, you got to throw it away. The spawn is left for the shiver. That's what they did. And the spawn went left for the shiver, and then they had a cookie, you know, with a somewhat smaller letter which they had in a restaurant. I was able to, attend the chuppah on the way to keep one thing and another. And I was there. It was in the restaurant. There was another case where someone passed away. Also, the chassid was an avera for the blessed father. And the rabbi in that case is not the intention that the show must go on. We got a problem. Krishna. Got also from a bunch of fighting too. A bunch of holds like a priest. Buddha to get married with his ship. Against the top. Mutal the cost of miyat, the yabal al achashiva can cost of atah, that's the lulush. And the shach doesn't argue. The shach of all those machlobs and shach and tahs, the most many grow close to the back of tahs, because it's going to the shiva. Apparently when Moshe was naked. Kopanim, bottom line, if someone was in Avelis, before the boy met the girl, even. He didn't have the energy to meet the fine young lady. He was free to wait until after you'd been coached to marry her, Pastor Shalom. Marry her as soon as possible. Normally, we would never schedule for the disclosure. If it was already pre scheduled for the disclosure, my father, you have to go through with the wedding on time, even with the disclosure. Yes. Everything. No, then you mock his care. The Bach crosses the Yabo there are not a slosh. And others are make a soul slosh. The Shach makes a pshara. If he fulfilled already the Kuru, who should wait for the Bia Glach a slosh. And if not, he should do it to the Epishim. I believe so. There is an interesting kula where the Pasukim seems to, most of them seem to agree, based on a fascinating story, that you may get married with a shiv. No, Shabbanarov says, the Rosh says, the Torah says, to be an individual who needs to get married, he has bought a tannin, he has no one to take care of his children. Amazing story. You look at the Rosh, the Memtet. Based on the Gemara in the Kutch, called the Gimel of an Aleph, but it's remarkable how this Gemara can be interpreted in two ways. Maisis and Maisa Ishto Shul Yosef HaKoyin Vomala Akosa V'Zeis HaKvarim L'Chiyu Parnasi Esbnei HaKosef. Yeah, but he came of all the hell of Mamaruba. My hell is Mamaruba, that is close to me. Equal of one of the kind of people who are out of the house, and they find themselves in the house, and he's another three of them. He's within Shiva. At the cemetery. Telling her, you know, the stuff that they're married. Who'll take care of the kids? As a matter of fact, from what I understand in Europe, it's not an uncommon situation where there would be a man with a wife. And unfortunately, women had a short life expectancy, they often, whatever, childbirth, other things. That was, it happened more than once. Women were passed away at a young age, even small children. And it was considered appropriate that the sister-in-law should marry the brother-in-law and take care of her nieces and nephews. And the Chazal Hashem had a family of their own as well. This happened apparently many times in Europe, to the point that a fellow was considered to be, I wouldn't use the word obligatory, but appropriate and proper for this sisterless and marriage of fellow. What she didn't want. Stories are told that they would hold up the kula, believe it or not. They say, we're not burying a sister until you agree to marry this guy. Now, you know, in 1998 in America, doesn't go over too big. But apparently this was this kind of pressure tactics where, you know, were used. Didn't say it happened in the Gemara case. It says that the Yosef HaKohen's wife died, and he said to his sister in the cemetery, the chief pharmacy is based on Chosef, and now Chosef. Now, could be that she slapped him in the face and walked away. But no, she agreed. And she said, okay, Yosef HaKohen's a good fellow. I was very happy, and my sister was very happy to marry to him, and unfortunately my sister died. And now I'm going to try to be happy to marry to him as well, and try to take care of my nieces and nephews, and I'm standing on my own. Okay, different world. There was always, however, what? If you put people alive today, the answer is yes. Yes. Not in the cemetery. But that a man loses a wife and marries a sister, and the people who are alive who did it. You know something I don't deal with? Europe. You know what I mean? Yes, what? Anyway, so the parts of the foolish are Gemara, yeah? Not so the foolish. Because there are those who want to suggest with a special case. One of the Yishami, the same story after a parap. Then Rabbi Natan says that doesn't mean he got married in Shiva. No. We told him in the cemetery it was Shiduch and the Alma. He didn't marry until after Shiva. That's what Rabbi Natan said. What about the Russians doing that then? But then, this is Chav. The Rosh Chodesh Mitzvah, no, it really means Kukum. But the Ha'chuz of the Ha'cha, Ha'imad Amin in the Turk, the Yom Zvach and the Kukum and Allah. Ma'isa the Yosef and Kohen, the Mesa Ishto, the Erev Tessa. The Kaimel and Shara'ach, the Kodam and Regal, the Bob and Shiva. The Ha'abla, the Lach of Shiva, Yomut the Lipno. Ooh. Harifas, the Bekiyas, the Shah. But the Harifas, the Bekiyas and the Harifas, that the this was Taka that same day, but it was considered Alakli, the Acha Shiva. It's the Gemara in Zvokin. There was Zvara refused to prove. There could be refused in one of two ways. Either because it was only Shidduchim, or because it was Erev Pesach and the Shiva was over. Shulchan Aruch, what a quote this is. In Shin Tani Beis today, it says, Rokhi and Mr. Turin Rivi, O Shayt Sabat of Tanin, Adesha, Mutta, Lichnot, Achashiva. We don't accept the Kulu. Even the Shach, what the Shach says, in Yesh, Lavonim, Mitzadah, Mitzrata, Lachot, Ishto, Mutta, Lachot, Lachot, maybe the Shah is not alluding, referring to a case of Banim Tanin. That's a special kula. But in a case we haven't fulfilled through Ravu, it's also a story. That can wait a little bit longer. Wait for the Shiva. Why should you mind yourself Shiva? The Brew Ravu can't take place till after it anyway. Or the Tasha is still after Shiva. Not so far. Okay. Now, after all, I mean, a time quotes in the Persian Gemara, Zubis, that we spoke about a long time ago. that only before the kavura is it we knocked the mate of the head of the So what would he possibly, what would Moshe do with that Gemara? So clearly, it's clear from the Gemara that it's not been a special trick of not to make the Cheder, but to tell the Bukba, that there is an Easter of his doing. The Seher HaKinani, Muslim without it, but it's better to be mocked to make the Cheder, because it's better to push off Aninus than to push off The preaching is a different era. The Gemara and the Sukkot is a kind of Peru already. Not so much. Or you could say that the Suin itself would be Mutter. Immediately. The Surah is so only about the Ethnic Machlitzen at the Mesa Chedem. If there is, there is an Ethnic. The Rav Moshe passes the Kula the Chorus of Shittasa. And then he has Zavra Ahave. And Rav Moshe and Zavra Ahave matter all these three Ahave, not only Malacha. It's matter the Eastern Nisun, the Mechamath and Meruba. And the other Chorus is saying, no, Zavra Ahave is not the Eastern Malacha. It's not matter all other three Ahave. Now the car, the riot. Then up on the riot for persons, and that's called Zion and Allah. The first called Zion and Allah says, the first of Zion ben Allah says, as the Lord says this, Afal pi she'ein lo yoso yitzeh tzav beito, but shem is mutter in some cases, shem adapta v'dover ha'ovei mutter ha'sveder. From the first person, the dover ha'ovei is not there, you see any beito. Now listen to Esther to eat the malach. Of course, the problem is, what is the nature of the sin of Ovel also lost in the Tesla base? The very next sermon in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Tzadigim. The Aruch HaShulchan says this Issa doesn't really exist. Where's the Aruch HaShulchan? Thank you very much. Remember, we learned the Gemara by Kutz, they had a whole, they rattled off all these German availings. Then Chabaha, Velazar, Shabbat, and Malach, and the people speak, Does they can't leave out? And Shokhanar, hope it's not quoted, it should pay. All these German messages, it's not found there. Oh, Hashem has a lesson like this. That's how you start the sermon. The law of Athena, the Gemara, the love of Yerushalayim, the love of Smachas, Shehavah, us, lust, and the base of Goshim. Aye, and from Gimel, all those Shabbos, Rishon, and the other three types of Beto. Zelian Acher, it's in the base of Knesset, the portion of Yerushalayim and Smachas, approved to you, there's a Shabbos, Shneer, and the other three types of Beto. And no one holds that way. It's different shmooz, and the Christ of Apostle has left it out, and the Mitzur, Shukra, Vata, and Simon, Shimtei, and the Shubhas be bust off the custom in Sarah Koseta, Sha'ovel and Yosef, the Kol Shivel, and Salome, and Teknet. Right. But the Rav HaShulchan is trying to derive from this whole thing is, there is no suggestion. That is, Ellen and Mela came up. The Kaiba, and Shasta, the Malacha, Masa, Mamu, Taya, and Hayat, and the Basil. Roll, Kedesh, he's rolled into Basil, and Yishkach, and Yehusha, and Shiel, and Shabbat, and then we can't go to shul, we can make a million to you. But it's not an absolute full prohibition. The man, if that's the case, if there's no yitz in the first place, the fact that others ought to go after some dover or ave, is no raya that dover is not to be truly able above and beyond yitz malach. Because the whole reason why he can't go after it, can't do malach in there, same after all again. There's no raya for a much. I saw him, so Yaakov Ditcher, very upset with the Aruch HaShulchan's expression. What do you mean about the Yisr, post and Yisr? The Aruch HaShulchan is right. It's not a, but he's right. Might have to mean that. You're allowed to leave the house. Someone's in our mail, in my community, lost the system. So they put up a sign, and it was put a picture of the Shulchan that she's sitting in Shiva in Riverdale every day until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then after that, she's been in Shiva in Midtown and half. So the oil is good. Sugar. You leave the house in the middle of Shiva. The parents are allowed to leave the house in the middle of Shiva. And I would recommend this kind of a split, but there must have been some kind of special family reasons I don't know about. And you're allowed to leave. People can't sleep in the same house. Not a fool. Not a fool. Very comfortable. So the post can say, you're allowed to go home and sleep in a different house. What you want is to switch the Shiva, there's more common. In the middle of the Shiva. You'll sleep, you'll have Shiva 4 days, and one only go over the last 2 days. You'll your neighbor up the 50 miles to go to Menachemot. I encourage that. We have a second of the sin Shiva. We're schlepping and driving and flying. They come back a day earlier. The people want to be Menachemot just nearby. Often they can throw the sugar. I think it's the word is the when it's appropriate. I know it's appropriate, it doesn't live in a family. But it's not an answer, it seems to me. Going to shul, we try very hard to make Bajan an individual to avoid it. You can't make a minyan, so the minyan gets to be made if you go to shul, especially for a parent, they have to take care of it. Just get to the quote from the The Ritva goes further than that. The Ritva says that they had a minig not to make any minion in the Beit Dov. Never. Let them go to shul. And he didn't think about Kaddish. He didn't even think about his sibling go to shul. Why do they want to make a minion? Because it's so respectful to Ritva. But otherwise, if they make a minion, what's going to happen? By the Ashirim, there'll be a minion. But by the Aniyah, there'll be no minion. And it'll be a source of aggravation. Moms haven't changed that much. So therefore, they made a tachon in his town and they written the sound. No minyan in Beit Dov. Not a shul. Yes. Could be. Okay. I just wanted to bring this to your attention. One more thing before we go on, I left out the Sinai Sparrow. What about an ogle getting together with different people without eating, no meal? What do you think? I saw he calls that some Afrin lum shot in a pie the Kumba. I wasn't convinced. I can't find an understanding. This is called Party to Shell Show. There's a time when the person in the back, from the earlier source, Also talk loud. Only up for the husband in the heaven. Only he's dominant in the heaven.
What is that?
So I saw you want the same shot. But you can't socialize. No food. No, not too much food. Let's take a look at the box. In the back at all. In any event, it seems to me, is it no suggestion? If there is meshness in Yotel Shayara that's based upon Simcha, Shin Pei, Simcha Pei, that's in Yerushalmi. You can't be hold up with Gora. Why? Each appearance of God of the Dolo is Simcha Shalom Shayar Gadolo. I don't know what used to happen. I'm going to teach a historian. What used to happen these big trips, these safaris, these caravans? It could be it was part of the Simcha Gadolo, it was had an eating component. It seems to me there's no eating. We don't find the first, it should be the instant. Right now, I can't find a safe road. Look at me. I'm not there. Of course, there's some folks say it's based upon this path. So, I'm there, I'll tell you. I don't think it's true, okay. Let's go back to Simon Shimstein again. Now the concept of changing a seat based upon the Gemara. Shnia Yosef and Yosef in Koma. Ramov, after knowing the Yosef in Koma, because Moshe and the Holy Yudbeit Kodesh, the aim of the Minig that he got, the Koma called the aim of the Shabbos, but not Minig, he called up on the demon of Ogre. This is the Minig which exists in most places that I know, that it almost has been a different season for all years. Says the Machabes and Talis. I know I give the same avail. This is the Shalom Shabbos Makom and Rebbe. It's like that said. This Shabbos, your famous. Ramon, the Yer Shalom Shagam Shabbos, the Shabbos Makom. The Chet Amin is talking about the Amin Shabbos Amin. The meaning is you can't just see even on Shabbos, you're sitting in different seats. What's the Shaila? The Mishra Ravel Shabbos, it says the Shabbos Makom Zayin. Yudin she'ein zeh zelva shel parhetze she'en avero tika b'zeh kokak she'hadeh pa'amin oda ma'chus b'komo afilo ein oba. That's the Lemushta. Nu. And that's a question. Now I can start to believe that that's really so. Then every single Shabbos for the last 20 years and once he's all of a sudden it's 2:09 and the next Shabbos and next Shabbos and next Shabbos. And that's parhetze. It's a Tzapela, no? The second pair of Tzapela is the Emerson pair. The master of the title of the commander raised him and taught that Baalus are knowing cold slotion, knowing how to do the Shabbos, the Lamb of Phoenix, the Lamb of the Church, it's that one. But the Gemara says, the Lord's question, that Baalus is very close to the Shabbos, they need a high power of Baalus. The Baalus Shiva is also in the Ferret. But the Baalus slotion, which is called a low grade of Baalus, this may be performed in the Ferret, even on Shabbos. Can you hear me? The Shabbos likes to turn better with things. And everyone agrees. That's what I thought the stock was our locker. This is like after you might call it a program. That a valid slotion when you've been called to apply on Shabbos, even if I had to. And come back to that concept later. The Tzivkei Shuvah, Tzivkei Zion, you have to switch your place, Dalit Amen. Otherwise, Kachad Mabel Kashim. Seems to me, that other shuna had no formal road seating. It was just, you know, it was no open chairs or whatever. Huh? Before that, then, they just had just chairs. But today, when it's separate rows, either the pews which are nailed into the floor, even if they're not, but they're, we all know this, there are five rows in this tomb. And he always sits in the second row. Like if it's in the third row, even though it's not that long away, it's considered a Shina Malkus. Hi. Discussion, what does a Rav do? A Rav sits in the middle of what he calls a Mizra. What does he do? So, there's a question, you change your seat. Why is it so close as the Aron Kodesh? Some people say you change it, go further back. But if you can't do that, you're sitting in the back row. You're up to people. You're in the back row all the time. Now they're never going to avail. They have to switch, move forward. I'm just going to move sideways. Now I have to move forward. I'm just saying, no, move forward. It's close to machinery. Well, he has one thing to see him up. The rock can't move any back to the wall. Where's it going to go? As he goes further away. But some parts that switch is the Tayashka. They say the rock should switch from one side of the orange to the other side of the orange. That's also the Tayashka. When I was in Avedis, what I did was I took my chair, which normally is literally back to the front wall. I touched the wall. I moved it up. Moved the chair just further to the back wall, closer to the people. So there was in a way which was clear, it was just a few inches away. Okay. Let's finish Shin Sadi Gimel. Shin Sadi Dalet and the Scotch on the main field, if you die, you have to be able to get over it. Most of the key, civil and mystic, most of the gifts is for us. In the first of the month. From experience, it's not always easy to stop crying for 3 years. I can take a son of a fourth. You know, we're a human being, it's not a computer. But you have to try to limit it. In my own experience, it was very difficult. After we're going to sleep, and very emotional for me. But we're supposed to not be discussed when anything else to be done. Okay. Shin Tari Hei. Same as in of Mixus Ayol and Kulam. So the Gemara has But Tom Shiva, that's not for the sunrise. What else do you have to have? Omdu Amanach when they have to. We saw that in the Gemara. Omdu Amanach when they have to. That's the Minigas Row. The Dharma Chakras. And then they get up. In some place they have a Minigas because we say, get up. Some of them are very young, the Gemara was up in the Jewish tent, they had a whole ceremony they had. The Kasha Seventh Day of Shiva, the children going against the ceremony. I don't know. But there are different customs. It's an interesting custom. It exists in some homes that when the Shiva is over, they take a walk around the block. You ever see that? You ever see it? After the Shiva is over, they have them walk out of the door for the Shabbat for a whole week. They take them, they walk them around the block. Rama told me it's a Christian custom, and it should not be observed. So when, I don't know, when I was in the Avelis, I don't know what to do, we met at Sarah. We walked at a corner and back, and we didn't want to, I don't know, something along those lines. We all walk together. That's the idea of walking together there. They go out together to work. So this thought for this day is you test of a day. A bit of a complicated figure. It's very important. This is right. Very important. In the next two sugars that we said about the Indian of Vishyam Kula and the Indian of Avela Sriyanta, because they found together. Because the Vishyam of the New Testament Aleph, a cobra and tomato, Shlojum, Tanamarego, both of them there at Shiva. Mona, both of them are there slowly. We don't pass like the first day of the Brian, we pass like the Mishnah. We pass like the Gemara and the Chosam and Aleph, that's my Shammai Shita. They still say, Atili Yom Achaz, Atili Shor Achaz, even 1 minute of our Venus, Yav Shiva, Yav Nam Kaab, is not just the Shiva. 8 days, I mean that the Shiva was already over before Yom Achaz, but now you're just lost Shiva, Yav Nam Kaab, is not just the Shiva. Everyone knows it's the same as in, it's based upon a the Mishnah with the stock of the Brisa and the Gemara of Chacham and Aleph. So this kind of interesting little case, on a successful day in the top, the Brisa says, Rego Nakto, Nakto Shiva. Shmoliyam Chacham and Rego, Nakto Shishloshu. And if it's a Galea, Erev a Rego, you can say this before you answer. Abba Shalom, there. I'm sorry. You didn't shave every other, you can't shave every other, because the other does not go for shlosh, because it's an advantage of the head to shave before you. Even if you didn't shave every other, you can shave every other. And he explains, take a shame, you miss the shlosh, and I tell us there is shiva. And with the shiva, and I tell us there is shlosh. Talking about Shiva, but not Shmona. We need 8 days before. 8 days before Yontif. That's what the Kavur is. So figure it out. It's 8 days before Yontif. That means that Eretz Yontif is the 8th day. Yontif knocked it off. What if Eretz is the 7th day? According to the Mishnah, Yontif cannot knock off the Shlosh. Why? Because Yontif starts. Shiva is over, Yom Tov. You never got into Shlosh. You never had a chance to step foot into Shlosh. The minute that the 7th day was over, you're already Yom Tov. Again, I got the Shlosh. That's not a common. And Abba Shol says, no. Why? Because of Abba Shol, next to Yom Kulo. Yom Shvi, Olo, Lekan, Olo, Lekan. That day, Yom Tov, since the first day of the day, it's considered with a Shiva. The second day, it's considered Shlosh. So Yom Tov, not go to Shlosh. That's the Gemara. This is it. Okay, when she armed the Manasseh and the Esra Mutal of Rechitha Kaman, the Abba Shol. And we must pass look at the show. Why? Aloha Kedivri Amegel Ba'onu. So the Tosh of Chad the Gemara, I thought, right? The Rekwanda the Rabbana, Tavitama, our Mishnah, there's no such thing of mixing up the Kulu at all. And it's one of the Abba Shol, they're interested in. And the fact that we follow Abba Shol is only based on Aloha Kedivri Amegel Ba'onu. Remember our question from a few weeks ago about a person who, how can a person change his creature on the last day of Shiva and put on a regular shirt and not rip it? How can it be? The only one reason we say mix the school is putting a lucky other angle for all and create a put on middle school is after the famous end of the Maharsham. He says, you can't change your shirt the 7th day even though you already got up from the Shiva. This is a good one. What happens if they're no Menachemim? The Baishlosh and the no Menachemim are weak, and you go through Zayt Bechama. It's it, over. What about my Shiva, the no Menachemim? That's our question. So it's interesting. The Sigma Clothes is in terms of how do you define the benefits of the kula? It's interesting to introduce in this context a gemara of Chafa bar Alla. So the gemara has a concept of Shmua Rechoka. A person of Shmua Rechoka, and he said, take off my shoes, close the shop, take off my shoes, and carry myself to the bathhouse. Shmamina Abba Asa Bina Sakhago. Stopkel the Rebbe. Oh, the Amina mixed them to Kulo. You know, Amina not mixed a lot of Kulo. Or Dabke Yom Ina. For example, Shmur Rechoka Balayla. May you bathe the life of Balayla. The Rajbam says the Minig is Mitzvah Yom Ashvi. The love of Balayla. The Rambam says no. The regular Shiva, you need to say, yo, Amdu Menachma Me'etzo Shmim, Efe Shachrit, that's going to be Yom HaShvi. Es Shloshim, you need Yom HaShloshim. What's the drive? The Gemara Megillah, Shomeres Yom, Kineged Yom, Kitzvah HaShanei Tachama. Whatever it is, zero, you need Yom. 1 minute. Alma the called up and lost solid the army of our spirit. I mean, this is a ladder to call a yom and the locker. It is all of the entry that the face of an extra hammer, 2 minutes of merit yom. Can you have a social leg a leg and extra hammer? Well, the cold card doesn't require spirit at all. Thank you to Shalakas. Thank you to Shalakas. I can be passed to Malo. Just to show. If I'm mad, this agrees also. The Ramban says, Mixer Salila Kukul. We had, it came up once in the context, no? So there is a Shiva to Ramban, a Mixer Salila Kukul. The Gwakwalt over here, and Shiv Saniye, the cotton base, Ramban Kolakalaya. Mixes the Laila Ola. Umat Kosov came and Sha'am Duam and Afnim. Listen carefully. He's in Rosa Lashim Kalayom or Shus the other. The Dera Koyal of Menachemim for the Kaf Osir. He shall die in Afnu also. The Kaf is a very interesting thing. It's up to the other, his choice. If he wishes he can get up at night, if he wishes he can stay around longer, and people will come to Menachemim. And that will, lessen the avail. That will lessen the avail. That's the sheet of Ramban. The Rambo. Then the Medina's able to aim at Menachem with the love of Yom Shvi. This is not our custom. So for us, it has shown to Regina Menachem love of the Shaya. The high of the Akha is the only base of Knesset. So Regina love of Menachem, came there early. Would love to watch Regina and Menachem show up our Ayom. And I don't tell you about my Midas Menachem. So, whatever. Don't wait an hour. Whenever the Menachem come, whenever the time it happens to be, that's what the Rambam says. Rambam Shver. Quote to the Twenty, who said the Rosh? Not so. Dr. Moshe quotes that the Rosh says, you don't have to have the whole day, because you might have thought in the Rosh terminology. You need something to break up the last day. So the Nebi would have thought that if Menachem come and they leave, so the Menachem, the Omdu Menachem, Ezrael, that can trigger the victim to Kulo. You might have thought if there's no Menachem, you're going to sit all day. But the Rambam says no, the Rosh Hashanah will not go away. No Menachem, you're going to sit all day. But exactly when does it end? Hashem's Nech Lachama. Nech Lachama is Hashem. That's what Zach Emotion sounds like. The post what the Rambam sounds like. In the Hagar of the Rambam. It sounds like a little mysterious. Interesting Gemara from Zion and Aleph is used by the Rishonim to reach exact opposite conclusions one from the other. Which means it's not conclusive. That was insane. What the Gemara asked? Gemara says, Ulamotsoi Shabbos. So the Gemara has even though you're only going to fit and leave the Kfuya Yom Echad, you have to do it anyway. It wasn't Yom Echad. So the Rosh that said Yom Echad means you have the whole month in Shabbos and Sunday morning in Shabbos. You might have thought not to die to put some bread upside down for a short period of time. The Mashal only required to do so. The Rambam is precarious. That's a finish. That's cautious. They could eat it. People could eat it 6 hours of a Kodesh Shabbat in the winter time. Shita. The Tzaddik says, no. So you only have to sit 1 hour most of Shabbat. You might have thought it's not worth it, turning the whole light upside down for that 1 hour. The Mashal only for that 1 hour. You reach opposite conclusion. Now they would go on a Chazayin and Manal. So the Ramban is wrong. According to the Ramban, says they would go, the Menachem of course is the guy's son. If Menachem and come, the guy says, keep his Abel is gone for long. That's counterintuitive. Look, all the Ramban is fine. He wants it that way. If he wants, he put a big sign. No more visitors accepted after, you know, 6 p.m. on a particular day. And if in the winter time, 6 p.m. is already after dark, there's available over 6 p.m. They'll knock on the door at 10 o'clock at night, or come to shop the next day morning, and then, literally, he has the right, he can take a shower, he can put on his regular leather shoes. You know, everything after 6 p.m. if it doesn't get dark in the winter. And he wants no more visitors accepted, it's finished. So you want to keep people coming for until tomorrow morning, it's your choice. But it's about cash not so overwhelming. But he has another cash that doesn't resort. Everybody is the title of Alepha Shiro Miyado. Everyone can choose, pick and choose. Yes, you can have such a cash. Some of them are now come in. And of course, they respond, what's going to happen if they don't come? You get the impression from the response you test for the day that they have to shiver the whole day. As they said from the road. He said to break up the shiv. This is a quote from the ritual about the Testament day. Well, hold on one second. They start up with Abel the Shmini. Ulaf Sakat Yom Shvi Shemikdasa Kekulo Sarablu. You need these people to come into the ritual of the Testament day to come in and break up the shiv for you. The question from the ritual is if they came at night, they were not attacking that this breaks up the Abel. But the impression conveyed from the ritual, though, is another kasha, is if the meaning was that they came at night, that would have been good enough. There was both mashma, and in the time of the Gemara, at this time, people wouldn't go out at night to work. So that Amida Samanachman was normally when the Menachem came in the morning. That's the case, one could argue, and of course, the ritual was mana there. That's very common, people come out by character. The most crowded time of Hikobel in America is at night, who work by day. So the impression conveyed from the ritual is in a place where the minute is called Nicham Amel by night, at the minute of the Nachal leave at night, it's the end of the Shiva. Well, here's a big question against the Ritual. A very serious question. If in fact you require an action to break off the shiver, namely, the Amidah of an Achamim, what do you do about Shloshim? Shloshim is nothing. What? You know what happens, Shloshim? Don't take the shave. That's the most. The poor guy with his little beard for 30 days, and at day 30 in the morning, he goes on to the barber to get a shave, or the stomach part, don't shave it, take a shave. That's what. I don't have a course in Shloshim. Look at him. Look at him. He gets rid of his beard, I think it's up. But other than that, nothing happens. Nothing happens. How do you knock out the Shloshim? How do you do it? What does Ramban do? I'm content to withdraw. What does the Ramban do with the Raya which the Rosh brought to Sira Zava? Because Eitan brought it for them before. The Rosh of Sira Zava, you require a mixed Hayyo to Kula. It's not enough mixed Halayah. The beginner of the Raya, a woman in the seventh day of Shiva Nikim, can do a Fajika in the morning and go to the mixer right away. So too, says the Rosh, Avelis, you can get rid of the Avelis in the morning right away. But not night. Can't have the mitzvah at night, and night early, Chas v'Shalom. That's the Rosh the Rosh brings. What will the Ramban do with that? This is the Ramban right. This is the tip. Zira Shomeret Yom for Zava Zina Achrinu Shein Mikzat Yom and Tikula. Listen carefully. Shari Emro Achimu the Zava Yom Soshim Kol Shiva. The Ramban says it's a different kind of a thing, the Mikzat Kula of the seventh day of Shiva the King. Because if a woman will see blood every day in the afternoon, it's going to kill the whole Soshim of Freya. It's Tosim and Afra, it's a different kind of a din. One second. And Adraba, Minor Raya, because I'm stuck in the Nasayal, the Rabbi Yossi, the Omer Shomer, the Yom Kenegad Yom, the Kanalaba, Umetame, the Nixayom, the Kulo, Rabbi Yossi holds, it's not Tosim and Afra. El Zabba Gemura, Hegi Mashkachatla, the Gemara. How do you have a double Gemara? Shlosh of Yomim is stupid. So I'm mixed with Lala Kikulo. And he calls Rashi. So I'm Yossi hold mixed with Yom Kikulo below Sotra. You live up on and on and say mixed with Lala Olo. So the Ramban pulled over here the following Indian. He says, whether or not mixes a lot of the kula depend upon whether or not it is zero to my prayer. So by zero, but we pass it. It tells them my prayer should be there for that day. See the mixes a yom. And Rabbi Yos used it, no, I see my prayer, but not that mixes a lila. And by a veil, there's no such thing as zero at all, but not mixes a lila. So all right, the Ramban, page Rashi, says Rav, says Zayin. So go back to the original question, which was, according to the Ritva, happened to be that there's no din of Mikta Fakula and Shiva unless Menachem actually comes. What will he do with Shlosh? Now, what will suggest the following kish? We spent a lot of time talking about Shiva and Shlosh. Remember, the Gemara had an expression, Shlosh is a year till it's a sport. It could be that Shloshim consists exclusively of what we call Yisuri Avel. It's also the Giyot, it's also the Tisporet, it's also the Simcha. Whenever we're talking about Yisuri, the response will see a little bit. That's accurate. That's fine. What are we talking about? Finish my sentence and I'll stop. The Revolver will assume when Yitzurim and Yitzurim all is explosion that Mikset Ayam to Kulo exists as soon as the sun rises. And perhaps, according to Revolver itself, would be enough Leo explosion with Revolver Kitoso. And it's loud enough unless you have the Menachemim. And then no Menachemim comes to explosion. But Avail of Shiva, Rabotai, does not consist exclusively of Yisurim. It also has Kiyumim, as we spoke of before. Now we talk about that, all the Yisurim which are known by all the five of Hishuvah. Not the Kiyumim. What are the Kiyumim? Akim and Tarot, Akfi and Tamita. And the written holds that from Zion, that it's not Mitzadar, that you have to have the Mekayim Call dark your veil of kulam. Rabbi are that way. Rabbi, you have to be called for the meter for 1 minute. Even for 1 minute about the Shabbos, otherwise you can't eliminate the veil. Response is no. The seventh day has a folding of veil. The Yadav, we call it Nafsi. When, of course, an external stimulus, such as the Venus of an Achamim, then you apply next to the kulam. If not, have availed us the entire day. The kitzur, the distinction between Shiva and Shloshim, what the response suggesting is Shiva they are kiyumim, and Shloshim are only Yisurim. Right, and presumably you have to have something to break it up before the response. But you know, I don't want to go longer. Tomorrow, I want to discuss this issue of Mitzvah Yom Kippur in greater length, based on this Simon Shin Sanihei, which we're holding by now. And we're also going to jump a little bit to Simon tough day. I'll come back. We only have 3 more shiurim to go. The Mitzvah Shem, the Mitzvah Shiurim will cover whatever we have to cover. And that's it.
Confession to Abchaim's language in this children, the additional volume of the Ahayaza, that the then wouldn't accomplish automatically the equivalent of wishes to fill it.
Okay.
So, you don't have to honor the secular world, hey? Well, but even if I'm to Abchaim's suggestion, you have to honor the secular world. It's not called wishes to fill it. How does the world have any focus? Elisha Feinstein has a children which is so revolutionary. It's such a big finish. It should have really been printed in Chelek Koshevich, but as a separate tshuva. Instead, he tacked it on at the end of a different tshuva, and it doesn't have any prominence. And people don't even know where it appears. Here I have the Zirach of the tshuva, and the Levi quotes, the Dan Grossman quotes in the history. Moshe writes that he holds the following halach, that a secular rule is valid. He never made a tzavor point halach. The people would ask him, he said a secular rule is acceptable and fine, and he personally also did. He didn't feel it was even a for the following reason. So he postulates the following principle. He thinks that not based on Abchaim Moshe's Mahalo, he doesn't go like that. He postulates the following principle that in order to transfer ownership of property, the very first Yamam, the very first Mechia right, in order to transfer ownership, whether Abchaim or Mechia, we require a Mighty Kiddi. If you just do dvarim, just make a verbal declaration. I hereby declare that all of my money belongs to you, all of my property belongs to you, so the property will not be transferred over. However, there seem to be exceptions to the rule. So Roger Morris, in the end of Sukkot, the beginning of the Kedushin, other mistakes, he more talks about hein ha-dvarim, ha-niksin ba-mira. He more don't say that there are things that are niksin ba-mira, just the dvarim alone. So how are you talking? What is that all about? So there's a famous Rashash in the first parish in Kairos who collects several of these Gemaras, seven or eight of these Gemaras. So he points out whenever there's an indication that there's very strong nearest das that I want to take ownership on my property to someone else, the other party to be greater without any needs for any formal mighty kingdom. The nearest das alone can accomplish the Chaloika kingdom. The Chazanish has a statement about Shemishpot, where he quotes this from his father. He has a big thing. He quotes his father, he says like that, and he has also many of the rites that the Rashash wrote in Chorus, I think it's on Daf Tezayin, and says the Chazanish quotes from his father, or father's also wrote, Robin Kosovo. So he also has the same right. So the Moshe Feinstein has the same story. And whenever there's a clear indication that a person has a very strong mirror down, he can accomplish a transference of ownership with that alone. So the Moshe says, if you have a secular will, and you know that the government is going to honor the will, and the government will not allow the ocean to go to a dictator. So he says, so therefore, the secular will is valid in finding the Tom Kinyon. It works, it's a Kinyon which doesn't require a mighty Kinyon. That's Kiddush number one. Okay. Then he raises the problem. When a person grows up in secular will, he writes, I bequeath. I bequeath in English means I'm going to leave over after I die. But he had a problem in the morning, the end of our life, ain't Kinyon Lahadisa. You can only make a Kinyon while you are alive. You can't make a Kinyon Lahadisa. So even if you say that it is a Kinyon, but such a Kinyon has no focus in our life. It's a king of Lachamitza. So here, Moshe Feinstein comes up with a Chiddush Nifla, the dying gloss in the Senate is contradicted by the Mar. I thought he was right. I thought dying gloss in the Senate. I'm sure Moshe had a ferry. Because so Moshe knew Mamish every possessed about that. You know what's going on? I knew all the things on his own. People, once at a wedding, someone, a friend of mine told me, he would say, somebody asked Moshe a question, and there again, the guy didn't know. What's the din? Something about the Mechalos. Moshe said the din. And the person said thank you, and he walked away. So Moshe chuckled afterwards. He thought the guy was testing. The guy didn't know the idea. So he said in Yiddish, the guy thinks he's going to catch me out of the Seder Shabbat. So I didn't know anything. So Moshe chazed the other day, chazed Gemara. He used to chazed. I remember once I saw Moshe in the summertime on Shabbat afternoon after benching. And he sat down in the basement, and he's going like this. I thought he was looking for Gemara. He kept on going like this. I'm like, where is he going to find the Gemara? Kept on like this, then he closed his face and he put it away. So one of the Talmidim told me, no, he was chazing with seven dot yagis underneath. That's the way he chazed it. He went through, he had his other Siddur, and he didn't have time to learn dot yagis. He used to be 80 dot yagis. He goes through the Gemara like this. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. He chazed so much, so he remembered everything about that. I'm sure Moshe has a parrot. I know these guys that they have obvious guys must have a test. So Dan Grossman points out, I thought Dan Grossman was more correct than we. Well, Moshe says like this, Ain't King of Lahanis is Lamashe the following thing. I make a kinyan with you, and I say the kinyan should take effect tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And I die before 2 o'clock tomorrow. So who does the property belong to in between my death and 2 o'clock? It belongs to the ocean. So how can I make a kinyan now that should take effect tomorrow at 2 o'clock? If at that time it no longer belongs to me. But if I say, my property that belongs to me, belongs to me. The minute that I die, it no longer belongs to me, I make a kinyan, it should go straight to you. There shouldn't be any gap in between the time that it belongs to me and the time that it belongs to you. So Moshe says, that's totally legitimate. That's not called a violation of any kinyan lahamisa, because it goes directly from my ownership to your ownership, that's okay. So Dain Grossman quotes the Gemara, but it says not so. Gemara seems to say black on white. I'm sure Moshe has a terrorist, I don't know what it is, but the Pashto says that that's against the Gemara.
Let's imagine that a get. A get doesn't work in that moment. You say the moment I die, it's going to be a get.
The Pashto says that it shouldn't.